It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. Welcome to the first of our bonus episodes. I received an email recently from listener Sandra in Merced, who said that she would like to learn more about the various different styles of beer, what separates them from each other, and what you can generally expect when you pick one up. So in this series, we'll try briefly to answer the question, what does it mean to be an IPA, a stout, a porter, a saison, a lager, and so on, and so on, and so on. As always, we're not going to get super scientific, but we will take a peek beneath the surface and into the story of each type of beer, so we have a better chance of understanding what we're reading on all those fancy labels. This week, we're going to start with one of the most popular modern styles of beer, the IPA. IPA stands for India Pale Ale, and while there's some debate about the exact origin of the style, the country of India under British colonial rule certainly plays into it somehow. Although IPAs have become ultra-popular in the last 10 years or so, the style actually dates all the way back to the late 18th century. Now, if you've tasted an IPA, you'll know that the word that's universally used to describe their flavor is hoppy. It's true. The flavor of hops shines in the IPA more than in any other style, but that strong flavor can definitely be an acquired taste. So why would anybody start experimenting with this bitter brew? One story says that the IPA was invented when brewers shipped their beer out from Britain to India during colonial rule, but it kept spoiling along the way. Most beers at the time were very lightly hopped, but hops were known to be a preservative, so the brewers increased the hop concentration in the beer in order to help it successfully make the journey. The only problem is that we have records that porters and other less hoppy styles were also successfully delivered to the colonies at this time. Nonetheless, it is likely that IPAs weathered the long sea voyage better than most other styles, and for whatever reason, they caught on. Ever since, breweries have been laboring to see just how much hop flavor they can squeeze into their IPAs. Modern IPAs typically fall into one of three subcategories. There's the American style, which means that the hops used are from the Americas and tend to have more of a citrusy and floral flavor. The English style is said to have more earthy notes in its hops, and the double or imperial style tends to be characterized by a higher alcohol content and by packing as much hop flavor into the bottle as possible. IPAs can be found anywhere that you can buy good beer. If you're looking for something that's got a strong, bold flavor and are interested in citrusy, floral, or piney flavor notes, I recommend that you go out and give one a try today. That's all for this bonus episode. I hope you'll join me on the next regular episode of the 2-Minute Beer Review, and as always, send your questions and comments to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. That's the number 2, minutebeer@gmail.com. Keep tasting and experimenting as we continue in our quest to taste all the beer.